Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Four after the hour on the Good Day program. TV report coming up. Jennifer Horn, my friend. Victoria Keelan, my friend. Kara Schillen, my friend. You are my friends. Say hi to Charles and to Randolph listening today to the Good Day program.
Hi, guys.
So yesterday, there are thousands of people, Jennifer, who want to know what your voting experience was, because there are lots of rumors floating around that there were problems. This is one of the things about the system that ought to drive us all crazy. One of the reasons that Trump and Sanders have the traction they do is because of the complete failure, the utter failure of our system that we're paying for to work properly. And so there are a lot of problems.
Okay, so normally I vote in every election. You know this. I like. I mean, even if it's a really small election, I vote in. I vote every time. Election. And I think maybe I've missed one since I turned 18. And this has been the most problematic election cycle that I've heard about personally in forever. Now, I had no problems. I went to my polling place with my dad. We turned out the vote together. We went and we made America great again, and we had some fun, and it was fun. You know, we had a good time.
Hey, Jennifer and Michael Horn.
But my mom, who went to the same polling place that I did, was turned away. She was given a provisional ballot. Eric in my office, he and his wife were both registered independents, but they had turned their party preference to Democrat because of Bernie Sanders. And in the polling place there, he had two other people, so four in the 10 minutes he was there, that had gone from independent to Democrat, and all of them had been removed, expunged from the registrar's list.
Wow.
There you go.
That's pretty bad. I mean, if you because a lot of people suspected that independents that moved to the Democratic Party were Bernie supporters, and to have your names just disappeared. So then they were given provisional ballots. My cousin's fiance went as a libertarian to go vote for the libertarian ticket, and he was coerced. They were trying to coerce him to vote for a Democrat by the poll workers there.
What?
I'm like, that's not okay. The poll workers are supposed to just hand you the ballot and talk about the weather if you want to talk. He said no, and he insisted on getting the libertarian ballot. And then I had another friend who tried to vote Republican and was told that he couldn't use the Republican booth. He couldn't use a Republican ballot, so he'd have to pick another party. And he said, well, I'm going to wait for the Republican booth because that's my intended party. And so he waited and waited and waited out. Finally, they let him use the Republican booth.
They don't have as many Republican booths.
I've never heard of a booth that has a party assigned to it.
We do. At my polling place, my particular polling place, there were three Democrat booths, two Republican booths, one shared booth for Libertarian and Green, and then one booth for Independent and whatever the other party, you know,
et cetera. What a
damnable
outrage. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable.
So just in my own social circle, think about that. In my own social circle. So crazy.
Oh, man. Okay.
They
had that's why you have
problems with counting
this.
Machines I've seen. I mean, I don't know. But, you try to get close enough, I guess.
This is what distresses me. I'm looking at Hillary Clinton and some of the quotes the last 24 hours after she won California, New Jersey as a Democrat, and talking about ethics and the moral conduct of government. It seems to me that of all the candidates who are running, no matter what their stripes, she is the least. And this is a woman that I have quite admired in many respects over the years. But I am really tired of all of this shenanigans behind the scene. Play the game, push people around, intimidate them, abuse. And this is, again, why Sanders and Trump have done as well as they have and continue to do. I think we're underestimating the number of people that are Sanders supporters that will go to Trump, frankly.
That say they'll never vote for Hillary Clinton. I mean, on the you have the never Trump crowd, but you have a huge amount of independent Democratic voters who maybe are new to the party who say never Hillary. So it'll be interesting to see.
I feel like the never Trump crowd has really died down.
It has.
Right? Yeah. I don't think they're really a thing anymore.
I mean, they haven't helped the situation. Paul Ryan said something that everybody else was thinking, but he actually verbalized the Trump remarks on the judge, the Hispanic judge who is hearing the case on Trump University. And Trump says his comments have been misinterpreted. Come on. What do you think? We're all stupid? No, oh, yeah. They haven't been misinterpreted at all. Come on. Misconstrued or not, stop saying those things. If you want to be president, act like it.
Yeah, if he sticks to the economy, because the economy is suffering right now, that has been his strong messaging. Even if he just does his Trump thing and just continues to hammer on the economy, Hillary will have a tough road trying to beat that.
Well, she's going to have a tough road anyway because people just don't like her anymore. And so under the circumstances, choices... here we are holding our nose for one we like the least that we like the most.
As a woman who is not a Hillary fan, it was a very surreal experience for me because on one hand, I was going, okay, I'm proud that in 100 years, give or take a few, of women getting the vote, here we have a female presidential candidate. And that makes me feel good because I feel like it's a possibility now. You know, it's something historic and it was cool to watch. But then when I had to listen to the speech that she gave about being the first female candidate, I was like, oh, no. But on the other hand, my mom's like writing on Facebook how she's weeping because she's so excited about this historic moment. It made me feel in a weird place as a female who's happy that we live in a place where females can get this far, but still... not supportive of the female candidate. It's a weird place to be. I can't even explain it.
You know, speaking of weird places to be, how'd you like to be Obama at the moment? He's been talking a lot about Hillary and how she ought to be the next president, and he hasn't really talked much about Sanders or to Sanders. Apparently, he scheduled meetings with both of them. He called them both for whatever the reason, again, because Bernie says, even though he's laying off about 90% of his staff, he says, I'm going to keep going. I'm going to be at the convention. You're going to have to deal with me. And I think he means it. Whereas the other people who said they were going to the Republican convention, they're not going to show up. With the stuff, the charges of corruption against Rubio these days, man, he better not show his face.
Oh, he's coming. He said he'd speak for Trump.
He's
giving his delegates to Trump.
Have you seen the charges against him? The corruption, things he made some deal for a real estate person and he got a $200,000 knockoff on the price of a house he bought or something. He's just, the guy stinks to high heaven.
Trump doesn't need that. He doesn't need him.
Nah, he doesn't need him. He doesn't need anybody but himself if he and his family just smarten up and bring the people in. Hello, they're telling you they want to support you. Look at all of the riffraff of the Republican Party that's now falling in line, much more so than with the Democrats, as I think one of you pointed out a few minutes ago. So you got it. Now you can do your thing. I was quite surprised at how really strident Ryan was. I heard some of the audio of him talking about Trump, and it was very poignant. He said, it gets down, no matter what's going on in your campaign, you are the decider. You're the man. I know how it works, and you're the one. You can say it's this person or that person or whoever you want to deflect it to, but it's not. It's you. And I think that Trump's got to realize that.
He just doesn't have, this is part of the reason why I think people like him. It's the double-edged sword. It's that he doesn't have the discipline that politicians have bred into them. And so that's a problem. He's going to have, that's one thing you've got to work on is start getting more disciplined about what you're throwing out there.
All right, it's 43 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Let me throw this out right now. Would you like
throw
to experience better? I'm going to throw this out.
Throw it.
Not throw it out, but throw this information out. Not throw it out, but throw it out to you about how you can better your overall health. This product, Superbeats, does not target just one organ for healing. It gives your entire body what it needs for optimal health. With this whole body approach, it is the best way to heal your body from your blood pressure, getting the blood to all of the areas of your body, your brain, your muscles, all of your internal organs. Everything is enhanced by the nitric oxide that's triggered by using Superbeats. Superbeats will boost your energy all day long, support healthy blood pressure. It's a great source of antioxidants. Man, this stuff is just on top of everything. And the people that use it are kissing disease goodbye. That's a bold statement, but I'm telling you, this is a cellular, this gets to the cellular root of all evil. Super Beets. Ingredients boosting nitric oxide levels, which improves your cardiovascular health. It's safe, it's natural, non-GMO beets, rich in antioxidants and electrolytes and dietary nitrates. So, if you want to have that feeling, you want to love how you feel like Jennifer and Victoria and soon Kara. I think Kara's finally gotten some from Richie's clutches and can taste the benefit. Three whole beets in every teaspoon of Super Beets. No beet taste. Take it every day. You can get on the bandwagon by calling 800-655-4183. Or you can go online to DougLikesBeets.com and order it there. But get it. New first orders, 30-day supply free with your regular order. Call now. Think about it. Get on the program. 800-655-4183. Results are guaranteed or your money back. I know. I feel it. Everybody feels it. Seriously. You will. You'll love it. You'll tell other people about it. Super Beets. 800-655-4183. Or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Hall of Fame swingman always gave the fans a show above the rim. He averaged more than 20 points during a spectacular 15-year pro career and was named one of the top 50 in NBA history. So, where is Clyde Drexler now? Well, Clyde hoped to bring back Phi Slammajamma as the University of Houston's head coach, but he lasted only two seasons. Today, Clyde continues to manage the real estate investments made during his playing days in Houston. And his Drexler Foundation promotes literacy to elementary school students.
Stay in school. It's your best move.
Looks like the Glide still has smooth moves off the court. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
If you're adding precious metals to your portfolio, then call Augusta Precious Metals, a leader in gold and silver sales for over 40 years. Call Augusta now at 855-858-5805. 855-858-5805.
Today on App Check, Mashable for iPad is about digital innovation and social technology news. Cramped format and poor performance. Mashable for iPad. Struck out.
If you're adding precious metals to your portfolio, then call Augusta Precious Metals, a leader in gold and silver sales for over 40 years. Call Augusta now at 855-858-5805. 855-858-5805.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Chubby Checker started a dance craze with The Twist. It's the only song to hit the Billboard Hot 100 twice.
But here's something a lot of people don't know. It wasn't a Chubby Checker original. He covered it.
The Twist was originally recorded by Hank Ballard. So why did it launch Chubby Checker to stardom?
One word. Marketing. He was seen performing the song on all the hit shows of that day.
You need talent to be a big success. But if no one ever sees you using it or hears about how wonderful you are, you'll go nowhere.
There are two parts to big success. Doing the work, and spreading the word about the work you've done.
So draw attention to the great work you do. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
If you're adding precious metals to your portfolio, then call Augusta Precious Metals, a leader in gold and silver sales for over 40 years. Call Augusta now at 855-858-5805. 855-858-5805.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Want a way to calm your kid down and teach him patience at the same time? It's so easy. Just give him music lessons. Here's the science of it.
Okay, kids, let's settle down and review the important information.
No doubt about it, music can help any child with motor control issues. Piano lessons or any music lesson for that matter teaches, you know, rhythm, patience, concentration. Also, it teaches teamwork through school orchestras and marching bands. And get this, music lessons facilitate reading skills, eye-to-hand gross and fine motor skills, and the ability to sit still. What's the cheap psychological trick? Music naturally amplifies many of the same skills that other children achieve temporarily through pharmaceuticals. Music soothes the savage child beast. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV. There was 57 channels and nothing on.
All right, here's some important information for those of you who are students of television and the media. Do you know that 64% of all of the evening news broadcasters, local and national, 64% are men? There are women and more of them than there used to be. And for those of you who think you watch the news, there's always a male and a female anchor. No, that's not the case. In many larger markets, it is. Where you get the smaller markets, men and no women. Why is that? Why are so many? Why would you want to have equality there?
To be fair, sometimes in LA we have double female newscasts.
Do you?
Really? Sometimes. It's very rare. It's infrequent, yeah. But yes.
Yeah. Well, maybe the other side of it is, why do we make this an issue? Well, I think one of the things that makes it an issue is that 75% of the people who are interviewed, you know how you have the talking heads everywhere, or people that are interviewed for in-depth information on a particular story? Do you know that there's a study from the Women's Media Center suggesting that 75% of all of the people interviewed for quotes are men?
Hmm.
Why aren't there as many women as men? They don't know as much as men?
Yeah, huh?
Think about it for a second. Yeah, I do too.
Hey, you want some TV news?
Yes, television news. Well, this is TV news, but you have the update on what's going on tonight on television. I know that.
I do, but before that, big breaking news, because I'm a gigantic fan of the show Nashville, which was just canceled by ABC. And it looks like they were successful in shopping the show via social media campaigns, fan campaigns, to CMT. Country Music Television has said that they are very interested in picking up season 5 of Nashville. So if you're a fan of that show, keep your fingers crossed. Also, in View News, one of the hosts, Michelle Collins, who is a comedian who was on just for one season, has left the show after the end of this season. Looks like GMA Weekend anchor Sarah Haynes is in talks to take over for her. So that'll be some fun if you like.
I thought it was
music.
Interesting that a lot of people are talking about Ashley Banfield devoted 20 minutes of a TV newscast she was doing to reading the rape victim's impact statement from
a lot of people
Reading,
were happy she did that. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah. She used to be on, was it NBC before she went to CNN, I think?
I used to find her so annoying, but this makes me like her.
Oh, No, she was very annoying. She had very low Q rating. Looked good, but didn't, that was it. Okay, 50 minutes past the hour on Good Day.